Tengo Wi-Fi, tengo de todo.
Hello.
Yes, hi, good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. I'm calling for my daughter. She needs home health care.
Absolutely. What county does your daughter live in?
Thank you, guys. Thank you. We are in Delaware County.
Okay. And does she have services right now, or we need to put her through
No.
services for the first time?
We got to put up new services for the first time. She's
Okay.
45, and she was in Delaware Memorial Hospital, Del Mar, what I
Okay.
found. And she's
And she
really bad. Like, she wanders off. We had to get the cops to look for her. She's like, now she's
Oh
45.
no,
Yes, and
she's
it's
so
family.
young.
No, she's 45.
That's young though. That's still
Yeah,
young.
but we had to get the cops to look for her. She just wanders off. She's just bad. It's just really bad. And I'm old and it's rough and I need help.
But she sounds, has she been evaluated? Is there, is there people involved that are helping her, case managers and stuff?
No, not yet. Well, not really. Nobody's really on it. Like, I feel like I'm left alone. So,
Well, let me get you
no.
some, at least if we could get some home care, they'll make sure she's taking her meds, her house is clean, she's eating.
Thank
What's
you,
your
thank
daughter's
you,
first
thank
and last name?
you. Ciea Myatt. M as in Mary, Yatt. And I need
So
to
the
get
first
off.
name E as in cat, E as in Edward, I as in igloo, A as in apple.
Okay, C as in Christmas, E as in ever, I as in enter, I as in invention, A as in apple, Ciea.
And the last name is Myatt.
Yes, ma'am.
Date of birth?
2/22/1982.
1982.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and her home address?
She's staying with me right now. She was in a shelter when the thing closed down. She was in a, it's, she's staying with me right now. So it's
So give the girl,
225
so like that when they
Clement.
come out to do her assessment, they come to you. What's the address?
225
Go ahead.
Scottsdale, Scottsdale Road. A Building 203. Lansdowne, Pennsylvania.
What's the zip code?
The zip code is 19050.
And you said building A, correct?
Yes,
Apartment
ma'am.
203, okay?
203.
203.
Yes.
And do you need a male, female caregiver, or does it matter?
Do I need a who?
Is she,
Oh.
do you need a male or a female caregiver, or does it matter?
No, I don't want no man over top of her. And I'll try to help as much as I can.
So I'm going to try to hire you, depending on how many hours the state gives you. You either split your time with someone else and the agency can staff her, or you can do all the hours and you staff, and you need done, okay? Making sure she's eating, taking her meds on time, bathing, showering, dressing, that she's in the neighborhood appropriately,
You are a godsend. I'm telling you. This has been crazy. I've been waiting for
By
people to be.
yourself, okay? God,
Oh.
like you said, God is. So if you're going to be the caregiver, give me your first and last name so I can be sending you the hiring application. You can go in.
Calvinette. My name's Cal. V as in victory. Inette. My last name is Jones. Jones.
And what's a good number to reach you, Ms. Jones?
267. 414-8304.
And do you know what type of health insurances your daughter has?
Well, see, I'm so out of the loop. It used to be called DPA. What do they call it now?
Okay.
The state when you get when you want SSI and SSD.
So what, like Medicaid?
Yes, that yes.
Okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna check what type of Medicaid, and if she has the eligibility codes to submit the referral, I'm gonna give you a call back and we're gonna submit the referral together. And I'm gonna give you information that you're gonna need to schedule the assessment. Between you and I, we're gonna get her the help she needs, okay? And then I'm gonna hire you to be her attendant.
I love it. I love it. I love you.
Right? I just need you now to write down some information for me and just let me know when you're gonna be ready.
You want me to write it down right now?
Yeah. I need you to write stuff
I'm
down.
Ready.
Wait a minute. Let me pull the ball rolling.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
And remember, keep this information in a notebook or a notepad, somewhere where you can
reference
it.
I'm putting it in a notebook. It's in a notebook.
All right. I want you to write down Medicaid broker number. Medicaid broker number.
Broker number. Okay.
It's 877.
877.
550.
550.
4227.
4227. Okay.
All right. And now I'm going to give you the information for the agency that's going to hire you and assist your daughter on to services. The agency's name is called Family First Care. That's Family First Care.
First Care. Okay.
My name is Jasmine.
J-A-S-M-I-N. I-N. Okay.
The phone number is 267.
267.
551.
551.
7400. That's the agency's phone number.
Yes.
My number is the same number, but ends in 10. So 267-551-7410.
And your name is?
Jasmine.
Oh, you're Jasmine. Okay.
All right. So what I want you to do right now, okay, when we hang up, I want you to call that Medicaid broker and let them know, listen, my daughter's in need of home care services. I'm calling to initiate the process. They're going to tell you, don't tell them that she's in and out of the shelter. Tell them that she's residing with you. She has mental health.
She can't even, listen, she can't even go back to the shelter because the shelter is not the type of place that takes care of people like her.
No, absolutely not.
She's definitely here with me. Now let me say this. Can you when you send her mail to my address, can you put /Jones because they may not put it in my mailbox?
Well, I won't be sending you anything, but if anything is gonna be sent to her, I'm gonna put /Jones.
Thank you, God. Yes, and then I don't gotta worry about getting it. All right. So right now I'm gonna call the Medicaid. Procure number. I'm going to call them and tell them my daughter is in need of
home care services. You're calling to initiate the process. Let them tell you what they need from you. Let them tell you what day they're going to come out to do the assessment. Then what I want you to do is call me back and let me know what they told you so that I can add it to the notes. So by the time I get, you know, the next representative, you know, gets a hold of you to send you the hiring application, they know exactly where you left off, okay?
God bless you, girl. Thank you. God bless you. Pleased to meet you, Jasmine. Amen. I'll be calling.
Same to you. When you call me back, then we can, continue the process, okay?
Thank you so very much. God bless you. I'll be calling you back within a half an hour.
If I don't pick up the phone, it's because I'm assisting other patients. I will call you back. Just leave me a voicemail.
Okay. No problem.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.